Blog Talk Radio.
Great mind go. Great mind go. Great mind go. Great mind go.
I'm your host, Tavik, and co-host Ghetto G. And tonight, we continue the countdown to Juggalo Day with Great Malenko Night. Now, what that means is, for those who might be a little confused, tonight we play nothing but the Great Malenko. We play every single track off the Great Malenko. So, I say we get this shit started since it's only me. And since this shit's in alphabetical order, y'all, here we go. Boogie Woogie Woo.
The beast lives out of the raging storm in the dead of night. The ravenous, blood-sick creature searches for its sacrifice. Through the hideous darkness it lurches, driven by death.
Where the broken blood
think I'ma tell you?
Bobby, could you leave the door open a bit?
Thanks. Ain't easy way in, you fucking idiot. Now I stretch your neck out and play it like the band dog. Make a bounce, make it like that shit, y'all. Then I stretch it out more and bring your head through the wall. It's the boogeyman, y'all.
Alright, y'all, up next, Down with the Clown.
This one goes out to the ninjas. This big dance is carnival of carnage. Now fuck that, this dog beat. Now fuck that, this big McClatch motherfucker.
How long do the Jackalos beat down with me? How long do they forget me? Check it out, what if I threw another fucking head? Every time I cuss, I would need two microphones when I bust. Would you show me love even with another head? Or would you be like, fuck you and me? Or what if I stoned out like a bitch and took the makeup off and we fought? Called myself Detroit Southwest Lover and put my ugly ass face on the album cover. Went R&B top 10 hits and we had Jodeci singing all over our shit. Fuck that though, yo, I'm a juggalo. They don't forgive me like you did with my new dog.
What if I was the worst, like Bunker Killer? What will you be?
You know, here we go, just like that.
Jump out of bed in a head for
All right, y'all. up next. Halls of Illusion.
Ticket, please, thanks. Walk through the doors and through the halls of illusions. Visit yours and see what could've, it should've, it would've been real. But you had to fuck up the whole deal.
And we're back. Now let's see what to give y'all next. How about Hallelujah
for the accident?
Oh, give God the first portion of your income. Say that with me. Give God the first portion of your income. Give it first. Not after the deducts. Not after the Social Security, the hospitalization, the malnutrition. Not after all these things on your check. You say, well, I'm going to give God a little what's left. You're doing that's what you're going to get from God.
Who am I? I'm not the devil. I can take you to my level above the rocks, above the earth. Tell me what your soul is worth. How much money do you make? How much will you let me take? I will give you drinks with a seat. Just send your welfare check to me. Life is going to expire. And you know the burning fire. You will perish in the thunder. Unless you call my hotline number. God has asked you to make me.
Brothers and sisters, there's somebody here I'd like all of you to meet. This is little Jonathan. Jonathan, say hello to the lovely people. Jonathan has problems, twisted neck, tangled legs, crooked spine, but we can heal this boy. For just $6,000, we can heal this boy.
Call me and they stop by, and he told me you're gonna die unless you buy my holy water, check, cash, or a money order.
Can I take your order?
Well, I done that bitch. She didn't bang bang. I tell it bang.
You want the red eye gravy with that?
Nah, I been in, bitch. But it been in, bang, been in, bang.
With chitlins or black eyed peas?
With a huge one.
Let me cipher up your bill here.
I bet I been there.
That comes with $14.95. Okay, be ready quicker than two jiggles of a jackrabbit's ass.
All right, y'all, up next, Hocus Pocus.
Serious driving with regular, juggling, 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 falling fast, floppy titty freak, icy fucking teeth in the house.
Abracadabra, rude. Toss me an axe and I'll toss you a dead chicken. At a box to get a 2 liter with him. And when he sees that I'm with the show, it's hocus pocus, jokus.
What up, ghetto?
That night, Havoc fucked 3 fat bitches.
I mean, technically, I did fuck 3 fat bitches. You know, those 2
balls. Man, I'm sure you fucked a whole lot more than that. But you know.
So, man, did you watch the Talking Dead tonight?
Like a few moments of it.
So did you see like the ending of it, like where they showed the a fucking clip from the next season?
No, I did not see that.
And also, did you see the part where they put rest in peace Herschel, and then rotten hell governor?
Yeah. Rotten hell governor. I was like, man, they better kill him off in this finale. And then it was looking like it wasn't going to happen, then boom. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, what's funny is the fact that it took 2 people to kill him.
I don't know. That lady shouldn't have been the one that killed him. It should have just been Michonne.
Yeah, it should have.
But, I mean, he wanted to save that girl, quote-quote, and they blast her head off, and then, you know, right at the end, boom, he gets his head blasted off by the mother. So take that, motherfucker.
So my question is, what the fuck are they going to do now? They no longer have a prison.
So what are they going to do? They're going to have a baby zombie.
Probably.
Although I think the damn baby is just going to be somewhere with them people.
Yeah, I think Beth probably got him or something. Or got her.
Man, I don't think it was her, though. Man, she ran off with Daryl. See, man, I knew that they had grenades in that motherfucker, and then boom, he pulls out two of them.
My question is, why the fuck did they just use the grenades in the first place? Blow the motherfuckers up?
I have no idea.
I mean, come on. If they did that, they'd still have a prison.
I would just like to point out how terrible their shooting is.
and of course, you still got Glenn, who's sick as a motherfucker.
Because that Tyrese dude was right there in front of the person, and he missed him.
Yeah, the fucking little girl got two chicks in the head.
Hey, Carol taught him well, I guess.
Yeah. And right after they shoot him, they run.
And how come whenever the governor has Michonne's sword, he can't cut somebody's head off real quick? Like, she uses it, and the head just chops right off. He uses it, and it's like halfway through.
Just because to show how much he sucks.
I guess he's weak compared to her.
Yeah. I think it's funny how my homie B Local fucking put up a post about that shit, too.
About what?
Let's see if I can find it. I don't want no fucking blaze up, Courtney. Get the fuck out of here. I want to go to B Local's page, not fucking some bitch named Courtney.
That doesn't even start with a B.
There we go. Fucking B Local goes, fuck Paul Walker. Herschel just died. He was the fucking man.
Wow. I wouldn't say all that. I mean, I don't know why we would say fuck Paul Walker, though.
I have no idea.
I mean, I ain't got nothing against that dude. That dude was a good actor.
Yeah, what's even funny is the fact that B-Local before that fucking posted up my Jedi senses detect bitchery. Hey, Rick Grimes, prove me wrong and kill Brian.
And kill who?
Brian, a.k.a. the governor.
You mean Philip?
Philip Brian Governor.
He's not Brian, man. Brian's the person he was pretending to be.
Yeah, I know, but either way.
Either way, he's dead. Probably gonna come back as a zombie.
Think the movie shot him in the head.
Oh yeah, that stops people now.
Well, usually if you shoot him in the head.
But he wasn't dead yet, though.
Yeah, she made sure that he wouldn't turn. But
she killed him, and now he gets to turn.
But I hope not.
Because he wasn't quite dead when she shot him in the head. Boom. then he was dead. But now, there's a chance he'll come back as a zombie.
Yeah, like I said, I hope not.
Well, we all hope not.
And New England is about to get shitty.
About?
Well, let's see, January 11th, 2014 is a show up in Manchester, New Hampshire. And it features Little Red and Acetone.
That's great.
Why the fuck are they coming up here? Why can't
Speaking
they get out
which,
there?
That one
Over
dude
there.
sent me an invite to like Acetone. Like, really?
Bud. But no, you're right, Ben. You know, half of those motherfuckers, like, Morgan Dead just can't really shoot to save their lives. Like you said,
they are trying to save their lives.
Yeah, but I think they need work on shooting.
Yeah, or like how they were shooting from so far away. Were they even hitting anything? Like coming close at all? Or?
No.
So how would you feel if you got your ass whooped by a person with one eye?
Man, I think I'd be pretty depressed.
Like he had better aim than Rick did, man. I don't know.
Yeah, Rick had two good eyes.
Yeah. Just stood there and got his ass whooped.
Got a 702. What up? I think it's Mary.
It is.
Not Mary.
Yes, it's Mary. Mary finally got another phone. I got a new phone that has the talk and text on it again, so Mary's happy again.
You weren't happy before?
I didn't have a phone that I could call anytime out, anyone, anywhere. I had no phone, so this is the first time I've had a phone since fucking January. I've had other people's phones to use, but not mine.
You've been gone that long?
No, I popped it every now and then.
It's about the same, man. January.
No, I pop it.
At least somebody calls in.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, last time we had to call people in.
I mean, we called one person in.
Yeah, and... Shockingly enough, you know, she actually stayed with us for quite some time.
Yeah, surprisingly. We should have called Mary since she had a phone.
Oh, unfortunately, you know, I didn't know the number.
I got my phone, like, let's see, it's been 5 days. My dad's Jeep got stolen 5 days ago, so, yeah, I've had my phone for 5 days.
5 days, and Abby didn't even have the number.
Yeah, exactly. I see how it is. It's Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins?
What did you just say?
I told you Mary Poppins.
Okay, everybody around here calls me Poppins. That's the thing behind that. My nickname around the apartments now is Poppins, and it's all thanks to fucking Eric and Brittany.
Do you carry
it? Oh, yeah, that. Or I start thinking Miss Mary all dressed in black, black, black.
Wow.
So one more time, do you carry an umbrella?
No.
Well, what the hell?
So, Mary, did you watch The Walking Dead, or did you not watch that?
I don't really watch TV at all.
Yeah, she barely had a phone. She couldn't do many things.
I'm always outside. I'm never in the house.
Well, that's the opposite for me. I'm always inside. The only time I'm outside is to have a cigarette.
I'm actually sitting outside smoking a cigarette right now.
I'll probably do that.
Oh, excitement.
Man. I don't know, but it's funny how fucking, you know, Michonne couldn't, you know, somehow, you know, manage, you know, to cut her way out of the fucking ropes before Herschel got fucking his head, well, halfway cut off.
Well, it was all set up, Havoc. You had to give it time.
No, you're already about the governor, you know, not chop someone's head off. I mean, come on, it took him like, what, 3-4 times? Just to get fucking Herschel's head off?
I'm so glad you didn't hear that.
What, the yawn?
Say.
Oh, never mind.
We heard you yawn.
He used to make fun of me because of my yawn.
Well,
he
was in the middle of talking.
It don't matter. He used to, if I yawned, he could be mid-sentence. He'd stop what he was saying and make fun of me.
Well,
okay, have it go ahead and make fun of her. Hurry up.
Well, it's still a cute yawn either way.
Aww. especially
with that accent in the midst of it, too.
I don't have an accent.
Speaking of accent, that Maggie chick, she has one, too.
Yeah, well,
I do not have one, though.
Uh-huh. Oh, say y'all.
I don't know. I was just agreeing with him.
Y'all.
But a lot of people say y'all.
Y'all come back here now. Like that. Right. Fucking Maggie had a fucking accent, which I was not expecting because it's considering the fact, you know, she was born in Philadelphia.
I never heard her talk before the show or whatever.
Hey, Havoc.
God damn.
Hey, Mary.
You know what's in 14 days?
Your death?
Your birthday?
Hell yeah.
But, yeah, anyways, get over it. Like I was saying,
no, man. Forget it now. It's not important. The fuck? Shut up.
That never works. What the hell are you talking about?
Well, then
those ain't even my kids. That's the neighbor's kids.
Well, then that means you can kick them down the stairs. Well, apparently Maggie is a British actor, actress, or something like that.
See, nobody knew about her talking like that. Just like how you didn't know how Rick talked like that.
I'll call back in. I'm getting another call for someone else.
Oh, sure. I see how it is. Leave us for somebody else.
Well,
yeah.
I'm letting someone else borrow my phone, and the person's calling them back.
All right, you go get that drug deal done and call back.
Man, she's already gone.
Damn. Doesn't even say bye.
But yeah, man, I mean, I was not expecting for Maggie to have an accent.
Well, you were also confused about Rick, though.
Yeah, but the fact that, you know, Maggie was born in the U.S. in Philadelphia, I wasn't expecting her to have a British accent.
Well, now we know.
Yeah. Makes you wonder if anybody else up on that show has an accent.
Well, Herschel doesn't.
Yeah, well, maybe did, not anymore. He's dead.
Talking on the Talking Dead.
Well, I think Andrea probably had a fucking accent. She probably said fucking a boot all the time and looped.
Man, ain't nobody like that girl.
Let's see if anybody else had an exit up on that show. I'm curious now. Let's see where everybody else is from. I wish people would stop inviting me to like shit.
Oh, yeah? What do they want you to like now?
John Balls, a Bowles, whatever the fuck his last thing says. Invite you to like this page, Scum Maggots from Hell. Interesting. And then, let's see.
Man, I got shit in my like section that I've never even liked, but it was liked.
Yeah, man, yeah, I got that same exact shit, but like some fucking artist named The Sandman. I never even liked this page, but yet apparently I did.
No, I mean ridiculous shit on there, man. You know, like all these car things, all these girly things, all these teen things. Like, what the fuck? Man, I don't like any of this shit.
Well, apparently now you do.
No, I unliked it. All of that shit. I was going through there, man, trying to make a little bit of room so I could like something else.
Let's see. Carol probably has an accent, considering the fact she's from Kentucky.
Oh, no.
Steven Yeun. Yeun.
You see that? Speaking of Yeun. Her, man, they all have to leave the first. They're all going to meet up with her, I bet. She's going to have a new camp.
She probably will. But, Steven Yeun, whatever the fuck his last name is, it's Korean. He has an accent since he's from Korea.
Probably doesn't talk much different than he does now.
Sasha has an accent, well, southern accent. Let's see. I don't even know how to pronounce fucking Michonne's fucking first name. Dana I. Whatever. That bitch probably has an accent. She's from
that bitch probably.
Anyway, from fucking Zimbabwe.
Damn.
I guess we really shouldn't give two fucks about Dale since he's been dead for a while now.
Yeah, he really doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, no.
They killed off the Whitebeards.
Yeah, right. Emily Kinney, where the fuck are you from, bitch? You are from Nebraska. Yeah, no, you don't have no accent. What about Shane? Did Shane ever have an accent? Mm-hmm. Off the Walking Dead? No.
I don't think so. Because he was in that movie with The Rock and shit.
So, do you plan on watching, Shane's new fucking TV show that's going to be coming out this month?
The hell is that called?
Mob City.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Probably not.
Yeah, I might check it out. It's supposed to be based on, looks like,
So are you excited for the new Paranormal Activity movie coming out?
No.
I was like, seriously? Another one.
Yeah, and at this time, instead of calling it Paranormal Activity 5, they called it The Marked Ones.
Why do they need 5 of these fucking things? Stop it already.
Man, why the fuck do they need any of them? Why the fuck do they need...
They're not even good movies.
Hell nah. And what's even worse is... They're really shitty at fucking, giving them fucking titles.
We all know your movie's bullshit. I'll stop making them.
Yeah, they won't do that.
They're probably going to team up with Jack Osborne and make a even worse fucking TV show slash movie.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
His show's fucking terrible. Their movies suck.
Yeah, this is true.
Stop giving people fucking shows and movies, man. Stop it. Put something good up.
Yeah, that's never gonna happen.
Well, it needs to.
It really does.
Seriously, when was the last time they put out a good movie? Well, I guess we could say The Conjuring.
Yeah, The Conjuring was good. But, as far as the shit that they've been giving us, yeah, no.
So as for a great Malenko night here, since it was supposed to be on Friday, but,
Well, not really Friday, because we said, well, yeah, this will be Friday.
First you keep Friday screwing ever. Shit up, man. You're the one that decided it would be Friday. And now all of a sudden it's the first day of the month. So how many tracks have you played so far?
Seven.
Seven songs already?
Yep.
Jeez, in 20 minutes you played seven songs.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's insane.
Well, yeah. Technically, bud, when we like originally started. Yeah, but you're right, man. We were supposed to do this on Friday. I don't know why the fuck I didn't.
I saw you promoting it. I was like, fuck it, I'll promote it then. It'll be today.
Yeah, I screwed that one up. Probably because of the fact the last one we did was was the first Friday of November, which was actually November 1st.
Oh, that's why. The way to go. Screwing it up. You thought it was the first.
Yeah, but you know what? Hey, at least we get to get it out of the way now.
Get it out of the way. Why? Yes, make it sound like it's a terrible thing.
Well, no, it's not a terrible thing. It's just a fact
like
that, like
a middle child or something.
I mean, come on, let's be honest. You know, like we ain't got no listeners for this shit anyways. Everybody's dead. Like Herschel. And the governor.
Yeah. Fucking assholes. People are too worried about perverts on the internet.
Yeah.
Or, how long have you been down with the clown? Or, help me write this rap song that's going to completely suck when I'm done.
Yeah, pretty much. So how do you feel about Scott Gimble coming back as the showrunner for the fifth season?
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who the fuck he is either.
So I feel wonderful then.
All I'm seeing is season 5 on October 29th. 2019 AMC renewed The Walking Dead for a fifth season with Scott Gimble to return as showrunner. I don't know who the fuck he is, but I'll just nod my head and agree.
Well, you could take a nice big break and come back in February.
Exactly. Let's see what the ratings were for this year, for season 4.
Man, what the hell does that matter? So what are we going to listen to now?
Well, since I've been going in alphabetical order, don't know why.
Alphabetical order? What is wrong with you?
But I don't know, man. I started this shit off with, well, technically, me even going alphabetical order since the show started off with Great Malenko. But then after that, I went straight into fucking Boogie Woogie Woo, and then I just started going alphabetical order.
Yeah, that's not alphabetical. That's numerical.
Well,
because G doesn't come before B.
because of the fact the intro, for the show tonight was Great Malenko.
And then you said you went into Boogie Woogie Woo.
Yeah.
G. B. Somebody don't know their ABCs.
But check this out, man. Fucking premier viewers in of season 4. They had 16.11 million fucking viewers for the premiere of the show.
Of what? The 4th season?
Yeah. Season 3 had 10.87 million. For the season finale of season 3, they had 12.40 million.
So then they went down this season.
No, they went up because this season
was... You said 12,000 and then you said 11,000 for this season.
Well, it was 11,000. No, I said 16.11 thousand.
Oh.
I don't know, man. It really didn't even feel like there was, like, fucking 16 fucking episodes.
For this season?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, it says right here, fucking episodes 16.
I really don't think there were 16.
Yeah, it didn't feel like 16.
It's because the show's only an hour long and you got to wait a week in between them.
That's why, we had 8 episodes so far for this part. And then...
So there's only 8 more. What the hell?
Yep, which picks back up on February 9th, 2014.
They need to stop taking breaks.
Yeah, I think it would have made more sense if they, just went through the entire fucking 16 episodes.
Yeah, they took a long-ass time off, man. Why didn't they film all the fucking shit?
Yeah, I know, right?
So dumb.
Anyway,
what are we going to listen to now?
Oh, going alphabetical order.
Man, no, you're no longer doing alphabetical order. Just pick a song.
Okay, pick a random song. Peggy Pie.
Fresh pills for your hotline.
Hello?
What up?
What's up? I'm not sure that I want to live anymore. That's what's
Hold
up.
Hold on!
I need someone to talk to.
Call your mom.
My mother died last year.
Serves her right, bitch! I'm just playing fucknuts. Listen, whenever you're feeling low, just page me and I'll call you.
You will?
Sure. I'll call you a nerdy bitch for bothering me! Now, don't blow your fucking head off.
Why not? Who cares if I do?
The poor guy who's gotta clean that shit up. If you're gonna do it outside or something.
You think I won't really do it, don't you?
Honestly, I can give a rat's ass.
You think I won't, huh? You think I'm kidding? You think I'm...
Do it! Do it, fucker! Bring me the gun, I'll fucking do it for you! Hello? Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
I knew you wouldn't do it, you scary bitch!
All right, we're back.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like, you know, that skit right there would, you know, would have been better off for Hell's Pit before Suicide Hotline.
Yeah. But it was just meant to be random here, I guess. Either way, it's funny as hell.
That's true. You know, surprisingly enough, it ain't that cold out tonight.
Or all day.
That too.
It's supposed to be clear for the next week, so.
Yeah. I'll believe that when I feel it. And see it.
That's what the news says.
Yeah, but come on, man. Like, fucking, I think it was last Wednesday or something like that. The news fucking said, you know, like, we had rain, like, you know, like, and they said the rain was supposed to stop at fucking by afternoon. Man, the rain didn't stop afternoon. It didn't stop until fucking, like, at least nighttime.
Well, when it comes to predicting rain or snow, they pretty much suck at it.
That they do.
Like how they said it was supposed to stop raining before trick-or-treating this year. But it rained the entire fucking time.
Exactly. I think they should just stop predicting when, you know, the rain and snow and just let it happen.
If we'd be better off, I mean, we could fucking come up with a better forecast than they can.
Exactly. I mean, all you gotta do is just fucking guess. Hey, maybe the rain will stop later on tonight. Bam.
Look, it's raining.
And I want that fucking snuggie that Ducky has. Mm-hmm. A fucking badass snuggie.
And what snuggie might that be?
Like, it's got like Superman, Batman, Justice League, all that shit up on there.
So how about your girl Monica, man? She got a deal going on with her pictures with like 15% off.
Yeah, I saw that.
As where so does Riddles, or Ricky, I should say, or Yo-Yo Hung got 20% off her pictures and shit.
Yeah, but fucking, I don't know, like, it's definitely a hard decision to go for either Ricky, Monica, or Yaya.
I'm just saying, man, she finally put up them Chun-Li pictures, though. I was like, fucking right.
Yeah, man, fucking. Let's see, 15% off using the code Moncalie15.
But either way, the pictures are still kind of expensive, even with that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, pictures for Monica, like, $10.
Well, everybody else is 15.
So if it's like 15% off on $10, let's see how much that would cost. But to find out right now, just double check it. Question is, what picture do I want to check? Do I want Tomb Raider? Maybe Little Sister? Poison Ivy?
Maybe Rogue?
Yeah, man. Let's go with Rogue.
Jeez. That was an easy decision.
The at the court. check out. This is slow as all fuck. Jeez, fucking shipping is like $5.
Yeah. That's on all of them.
Well, what the fuck? Promotion has expired.
What? That shit just started like a couple hours ago.
Yeah, it ends on the fucking second.
It ends on the second, but it's expired. Shouldn't it be? So wait, hold on. She only held that for a couple hours? Like she meant, like, this 12 a.m.?
I guess.
I thought it meant, like, you know, later on tonight there.
Bad.
Wow.
I bet, you know, like, this fucking Zoidberg dude's funny as all hell, because he goes, he commented on saying, not sure if buying a poster would make me a pervert or not. Sigh, oh well.
He bought a couple of them.
And then Melissa Hawkins goes, Zoidberg, I bought two and I'm a female, so you would not be a prevert.
Prevert?
Yeah, she put I think she went pervert, but she put a fucking hyphen between pre and vert.
What the fuck?
Yeah, man, and she fucking posted this shit about 23 hours ago.
Well.
Oh, it's the second.
I know it's the second.
Yeah, but it's happening now until December 2nd, 12 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah, like I said, it was only a couple hours. What the fuck?
Well, that's bullshit. So I will wait until I get paid on Friday.
That's some fucking bullshit.
Yeah, it is.
It's supposed to be Cyber Monday, and the deal was supposed to be today.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's not. She fucking lied.
Damn it, Monica. You're sexy as all fuck, but god damn it, you lied to us.
Well, looks like you gotta pay 15.
Yep. Like I said, I'll wait till Friday. Ah, boy. Oh, well. List of awards and nominations received by The Walking Dead.
Really?
Yeah, let's see what everybody won here. And who won what.
Man, play a fucking song.
Well, since Herschel is officially dead, I guess it's only right and fair that we play this.
Does this excite you? Think about it. Does it not stagger the imagination? No builder on earth can conceive any structure to compare to the mansions above. Won't that be something when you go to live in your own mansion? There'll be no concern about paying for it. It's already taken care of. There'll be no worry of being moved out of it. It will be yours forever.
I got shot. Ah, the murder was heinous. The bullet went in my eye, falling out my anus. And I was hit, that's a dick, on the spot. Flash, I woke up.
I'm gonna be
concerned about paying for it. It's already taken care of. There'll be no worry of being moved out of it. It will be yours forever.
We all go down, but I'm not going to cry. Even almost never try. I'm not going to let this pass us by. No, we all go down, but I'm not going to cry. Even almost never try. I'm not going to let this pass us by. No, we all go down, but I'm not going to cry. Even almost never try. I'm not going to let this pass us by. No, we all go down, but I'm not going to cry. Even almost never try. I'm not going to let this pass us by. No,
and we are back. And so is Ghetto.
Yeah.
As I am stalking Monica Lee's Facebook page.
That stupid-ass bank, man. Fucking won't put the money in there yet, man. I guess I gotta wait till they fucking open today.
What money?
That I put into my account yesterday.
Yeah, banks are usually like that.
Well, I mean, it was a Sunday. I understand that. So, now I gotta fucking wait, apparently. Because it doesn't come up here. It just tells me the last thing I did, which was on the 30th.
Look, I found one.
Found what?
The Snuggie that, Ducky has. I
can't even remember what her name is.
Yeah. I had trouble remembering her name. Yeah, but I found one up on Amazon for...
Amazon. They charge out the ass for everything.
Yeah, this thing cost $23.95.
Man, you probably find that cheaper somewhere else, like Walmart or something.
And I don't even think Walmart carries these ones.
Man, they might. You never know.
The final plug-in Batman Snuggie. And a Spider-Man one for 1995.
Yeah, it would be a good time to pull out that bill that you got then. $19.95.
Plus shipping and handling. Anyway, back to Monica.
That didn't last too long.
Yeah, no, I figured it wouldn't.
The hell is a gingerbread man on the cell phone?
I don't know. Why is there a gingerbread man on a cell phone?
I don't know. That's what that commercial was.
Camel toe. Damn, that chick got some big old fucking titties.
No.
Marie-Claude Dor, no, not Dor, Bor Bon. Fuck it, I'm gonna end up butchering her fucking last name. Oh no, she's got some big old titties. What should we play next?
Yeah, play some.
Let's go with How Many Times?
Why so many times? motherfucker. Really? They call me the big wheel of cat peeler, you know what I'm saying? I run this whole motherfucker, the whole block, dog. They call me the king, the big king. King killer, big wheel of cat peeler, yeah. That's what they call me around this motherfucker. I run this bitch. I got this bitch locked down. I'm a big gangbanger, man. I'm a gangbanger, motherfucker. See, they ain't think that we was gangbanging out in this neighborhood. But they don't know about me and my clique, dog. And if you all want to be down, shit, we can sit down and talk, you know what I'm saying?
Take your ass in here right now and finish
it. Here I come. Dog, I gotta go, man. Okay. But look, meet me here tomorrow after school. Wait, I got yearbook. All right, meet me here around 5:30 tomorrow,
sure.
Dog.
All
right, guys.
You're gonna get in trouble.
I hope he doesn't get grounded, dude.
Yeah, me too, because then we couldn't be gangbangers.
And we are back. And hey, it looks like this might be a chance where I get, well, I'll get to meet Echo Enma.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Oh, August 15th through the 17th, 2014, Connecticut Comic Con, Webster Bank Arena in Bridgeport.
And is that close to you?
And I'll save a buddy and I'll take a fucking bus up there and I'll get a hotel.
So I'm guessing it's not.
Nope.
Well, there you go. Go to that.
Hell yeah. I definitely plan on it. And it seems like it's the only, Comic Con that we got that we get here in Connecticut. Unless there's more, I'm about to find out right now. We got one, that was in 2013, well, this month, or this year.
2013 is a month now.
It is now.
I know, you just said.
Yeah, man, I've been pissing a lot tonight. Then again, throughout the entire fucking show, I've been drinking a gallon of fucking green tea.
There's a shocker.
Yeah, I just finished it off.
Let's
see, we got one, two, three, four, five tracks left to go off of Great Malenko.
I'm gonna play something else.
Let's go with Random Dancing.
Voodoo, run it for my magic.
Walking the lunchroom, getting spells with bamboo bitches and voodoo
fucking punk.
Fucking pain that good yet. But one day you can bet I'm a freak.
We'll make the whole world dance with the dead.
And just like my homie said, it only takes
a hand from a nose, a wing from a bat, a tongue from a snake, a tail from a rat, a neck from a chicken, an eye from a crow,
and a little itty bitty little chip from bacon.
Figure.
What the fuck? It's not going to be able to wrestle.
Man, more likely the fucking action figure will probably wrestle better than she does.
Probably.
I don't even understand why she needs an action figure. She's still new.
Yeah, she can't even fucking wrestle. What the hell's the point?
Can't wrestle, she's still a noob. But hey, we'll give her an action figure anyways.
Yeah, that sounds logical.
Well, WWE is not very logical anymore than, you know, Triple H and Stephanie are in charge. But, I don't know, man. I think what they should have done was kept fucking Triple H as an active wrestler and just, I don't know, put fucking Shane in charge.
Huh?
You know, for, like, you know, WWE, like, I think they should, you know, like, they should put, you know, made it to where Shane McMahon was in charge of, like, Raw and SmackDown and shit like that. And kept fucking Triple H, you know, like, as an active wrestler instead of, you know, being a part of the Authority.
Yeah, no.
But, that's whatever. I mean, it's kind of random, and I don't know. Random. I mean, Triple H ain't doing a very good job at keeping things together there.
Shit, there you go. From the Prozac like page on Facebook, it says, "Rest in peace to the other guy that died in that car crash, the one nobody talks about."
Yeah, I saw that fucking. I think someone else fucking mentioned that as well.
what is every status going to be? Thank God the governor is dead tonight, huh?
I guess so.
Yesterday we were all boo-hooing because somebody died. Now today we're excited.
Yeah.
What the hell? What's your elf name? Mine is no one cares. Because it all says that. It's for everything.
Yeah, I think it's fair. Someone tried to invite me to the Rip Paul Walker page to like it. I was like, yeah, no.
Why not?
Yeah, I feel like it.
Man, what the hell? I wish I had an exciting, you know, text message spree like Sarah always has. Has random people texting her saying random shit. I wish I had that. That'd be entertaining.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I think she might be being stalked or something, man. People telling her to act and shit. Like, what?
People have like stupid statuses. Karen Cowles does. I don't dress like a juggalette, but does that make me feel any less of one?
Yeah. Now shut up. So how about on the Twisted Shop, man? Blaze got merchandise on her.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, they got a Blaze shirt on there. He's included in the Christmas stuff.
Damn, that's fucking nuts.
Yeah, like, what the fuck's going on with that?
I don't even think I saw that.
Because they got Christmas shirts on there, like, for each of them, you know, for Twisted and then Blaze. Like the Abominable Snowman or whatever the fuck.
Xmas villain Blaze.
Yeah, see?
That's fucking wow. So does this mean that they're gonna start up their own label again? Or something like that, and Blaze is going to be part of the label?
Man, they already got that going on.
Yeah, but it's like, holy shit. Let's see if they have anything else upon this shit. That might have Blaze in it.
I don't think so.
So does this mean like they're gonna make Twisted and Blaze are gonna come up with like a whole another group or something like that?
Who knows?
I mean, cause like, you think about it, cause the shirts say Xmas villain. You know what I mean?
Mainly, it's just for Christmas, you know, shit. the, you know, the bad people of Christmas, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, because it's the fucking Grinch, you know, and shit. It's just Christmas stuff.
Yeah, but if they do do like a group with Blaze, that'd actually be pretty dope.
Yeah, they may as well.
And the fucking hats they got up on part of Mishka is fucking dope. Let's see. Just announced Twisted's Be My Bloody Valentine show, which will have, of course, Twisted, Blaze, Insane Eric, whoever the fuck that is, and Matt O'Matic.
Well, you better get to finish these songs, man.
Yeah, probably should do that. Let's go with the netting game.
Let's meet contestant number one. He's a schizophrenic serial killer clown who says women love his sexy smile. Let's find out if his charm will work on Sharon. Sharon, what's your question?
Contestant number one, I believe first impressions last forever. So let's say you were to come over to my parents' house and have dinner with me and my family. Tell me what you do to make that first impression really stick.
Let's see. Well, I'd have to think about it. I might show up in a tux, but I doubt it. I'd probably just show up naked like I always do. And look your mama in the eye and tell her, fuck you! Hurry up, bitch, I'm hungry. I'd start spaghetti. I'd pinch her loopy ass and tell her, get the food ready. Your dad would probably start tripping and get me pissed. I'd have to walk up and bust him in his fucking lips. It's dinner time. We're hearing grace from your mother. I'd pull the 40 out and force him for your little brother. I'm steady staring at your sister. I'll tell you this. You know, for only 13, she got some big tits. Try to jump again, and only this time I'd put the 40 to his chin. After your mom does the dishes and the silverware, I'd dry fuck her till I nut in my underwear.
Now let's meet contestant number two. He's a psychopathic, deranged, crackhead freak who works for the Dark Carnival. He says women call him stretch nuts. Sharon, let's hear your question.
I like a man who's not afraid to show his true emotions. A man who expresses himself in his own special way. Number two, if you fell in love with me, exactly how would you let me know?
First thing, I could never love you. You sound like a witchy bitch, yo. Fuck you. But if I did, I'd probably show you that I care by taking all these other motherfuckers out of here. I'd go through your phone book and whack them all. If I could touch it, number one, I'd break your fucking jaw.
What?
Anyone who looks at you will have to pay. I'd be blowing fucking nuggets off all day. I'd grab your titties and stretch them down past your waist. Let them go and watch them both spring up in your face. I sing love songs to you the best I can. Get you naked and hit it like a caveman. Then we go to the beach and walk through the sand. I throw a little in your face and say I'm just playing. As you spit it all out, I rub your back and grab your underwear and wet it up your ass crack.
Well, it sounds like contestant number two is just overflowing with sensitivity, Sharon. It's a tough choice so far. Sharon, let's have your last question and see which one is going to win the rights to your net.
Okay, if we were at a dance club and you both noticed me at the same time, tell me, how would you each get my attention and what would your pickup line be? Whoever's the smoothest wins.
Okay, first I slide up to the bar and tell you that I can't believe how fucking fat you are. I tell you that I like the way you make your titty shake. And if you
suck like Ricky Lake.
Fuck that! You be talking me quick. I'd order you a drink and stir it with my dick. And then to get your attention in the crowded place, I simply walk up and stick my nuts in your face.
Yeah, freak her with your nuts, yo, that'll get her.
Tell her that she's fat,
yeah, that'll work even better.
Look, fuck you, I got a strong rap shit. You don't want contestant number two, he's mad whack. I walked into a barn, and there he was, standing up on a bucket, trying to fuck it. It was a big fucking smelly ass farm llama.
Yeah, dog!
How you gonna diss your mama?
And we're back. And all right, man, fucking later on, before I head out to work, I'm going to make sure I get up early enough. I'm going to give James a call on Kerosene Media, and we are going to set up an interview with Twisted.
Yeah, we'll get it done.
Because I'm looking at their contacts, and James Wright at Kerosene Media. So,
damn.
I think what's funny is the fact that, you know, for him, they have the email for him. Whereas me, I have the number, so I can just call him up.
Well, call him up and ask him.
I'm definitely gonna.
That'd be pretty dope.
Hell yeah, bud. It makes you wonder if he's doing Twisted, does that mean he's also working with Blaze as well?
Can I ask him when you call him?
Yeah, I can do that.
Go ahead and knock out another song.
Sounds good. Let's go with it.
Well, at least he got a job. He's not a dumb punch. He works for himself. himself scratching his nuts. What is a juggalo? A hulkamaniac.
He power bombs motherfuckers in the thumbtack.
People like him till they find out he's unstable. He sabooed your mama through a coffee table.
To go.
Well, so we play all the songs.
Yeah, we can do that. I mean, we got two more tracks to go. We got Under the Moon and House of Horrors.
There you go. Play Under the Moon.
I'm good. That's that track. I'm gonna go pass the fuck out. That way I get up early enough so that way I call James and get ready for work. So here we go.
Underneath the moon.